Orphans in Waiting by Wally K. Daly. Episode 2, Saturday, A.M.
Come on, break open!
What are you doing with that briefcase?
What does it look as though I'm doing?
Trying to break into it?
Want to help?
You can't break into Dad's briefcase.
Dead right I can't. Been trying for half an hour now. Oh, why don't they teach useful things at school, like how to pick combination locks and stuff like that?
That's not what I mean. You didn't ought to break into Dad's briefcase.
And of course I'd known that wasn't what he meant. But if you can't irritate younger brothers, who can you irritate? I hadn't slept much that Friday night. It all kept going round and round in my head. You know how it does. Not to mention the horrible nightmare about Janie.
Mike! Help! You're going to kill me!
It was a fact, all right. Mum and Dad had gone missing. They hadn't ended up in local hospitals. Janie and I had rung up and checked once Pete was safely in bed and asleep. Nobody of their description admitted. But they had gone. The three of us were now left in a big old house to fend for ourselves. It could have been just something innocent, them disappearing like that. But somehow... Anyway, I woke up early on the Saturday morning and thought, if I could get Dad's briefcase open, I could maybe find a works number or something. Call them up, see if he was still turning up there, or if they had any idea where he might be. Yes, I know what you're thinking. How come we didn't know such a simple thing as where our dad worked? But, well, we'd never got around to asking. After all, who really cares what dads do?
Look, just hold a screwdriver against the lock and I'll bash with the hammer. See if we can spring it open.
What about my finger?
Don't worry, I'm going to be nowhere near your fingers.
Careful?
I am being careful.
It's not working.
Oh, try it on the other end.
Case is the one they advertise as indestructible.
Oh, could well be right at that. Oh, so you're alive.
What's that supposed to mean?
Killed you off in a nightmare last night. Really horrible.
Thanks a bunch. What's going on?
We're playing at robbers.
Not quite. Bit of breaking and entering, that's all.
Why?
Dad takes this off with him every day. It's standing by the door waiting for him every morning. Same as yesterday. Difference was, yesterday, he didn't take it. I reckon we can find out maybe where he worked.
You could be right. The combination is 642 coming inwards.
How did you know that?
It was open one day when I was looking for things to practice remembering, using mnemonics. It's 642246.
What's mnemonic?
Never mind, you'll find out soon enough.
Wish I hadn't asked.
Start from either side.
642246?
That's the one.
Alright, 6, 4, 2, 2, 4, 6.
Never mind, don't open it.
Why not?
Supposing it's booby-trapped.
Dad, do not booby-trap their briefcases and leave them in the kitchen, Pete. You've been reading too many comics.
It was on television. There are loads of different sorts. Could be smoke bombs, or an explosion to destroy secret papers before anyone can get to read them.
Why would Dad want to do that?
How could we possibly know? We don't even know what he does for a living. Could be a spy for all we know.
Now that is stupid. He's just a normal dad who goes to work every morning. And this is just a normal briefcase.
Right. I'm going to stand as far back as possible. Don't blame me if it goes up in smoke.
What do you think?
Open it.
Oh.
Well, what's in there?
Nothing. It's absolutely empty.
Pete started crying again then. The shock of it all, I suppose. Sort of anti-climax as well. Upset at not being proved right. A nice explosion of Mike and me blown to ribbons along with the kitchen would have cheered him up no end, I would imagine. Same as any other younger brother. Still, you've been pretty good so far when you think about it. I mean, you can handle the thought of parents disappearing for a while, trying to work out what's happened to them, how to survive till they get back, stuff like that. But it must be tough for little ones like Pete. Real tough. So I wasn't too rough on him.
What are you blubbering about now?
I'm just hungry. That's all. I want my breakfast.
Well, go and get it.
What is there?
Cereal, I imagine.
I want something fried.
There's nothing left to fry. I checked earlier. Fridge is bare. Also, there's only the grotty cereal left.
You mean the stuff Mum said would be good for us?
Yep.
Oh, yuck.
We're going to have to go shopping.
How can we? We haven't got any money.
We'll go and have a search. See if we can find some. Janie?
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
Just eat enough of the yucky cereal to keep you going. If we can find any money, we'll all go straight to the supermarket and buy everything we fancy.
What do you mean, chips and things?
Yes, and chocolates and cakes and biscuits. Fizzy pop that'll rot out teeth. All the things we're not allowed to have.
Great!
But first, we've got to find money, yeah?
Okay, let's go. Mum and Dad's bedroom. You do the wardrobes and I'll do the drawers.
Right! You're on!
We left Pete to pick at the sickeningly healthy cereal, full of unchewable nuts and bran, and all the stuff that parents always try to get kids to eat. And we headed for Mum and Dad's bedroom. We hoped to find some money in our searches, but also, without actually saying it, maybe rather hoped that other clues as to where they'd gone would turn up as well.
In fact, they did. In the form of telephone numbers. Two telephone numbers.
Oh, I can't believe it. Everybody has some change in their clothes.
Mum and Dad don't have a bean.
We'll keep going. Something's bound to turn up.
I'm going to take Mum's handbag, so fingers crossed.
Janie?
What?
Money?
Look.
Scrap of paper.
That's not going to buy as much food.
Telephone number. Inner London code. It says emergency only. Snap!
What? I just found that at the bottom of the bag.
I was on the upstairs landing by the time Mike and Janie got round to phoning, looking out the long window to the street. I could hear what was being said in the bedroom clear enough. They weren't trying to keep their voices down or anything.
Name written alongside the number. Vertel. No other message.
It's an 083 code, so it's probably a portable pocket job or car phone.
So what do we do?
We ring both numbers up, find out who they are, what they know about Mum and Dad.
You reckon?
Well, he all says emergency only, and if this isn't an emergency, what is?
True. I'll go first, okay?
Okay.
I'd kept quite quiet. I didn't want them to know I was there, or they'd have asked what I was doing looking out of the window, and I'd have had to freak them out by telling them the house was still being watched by the same bloke. He'd been there all night. And so were we. But something was about to happen that made it essential that I did tell them.
What should I say?
I don't know. Just keep it light.
Okay. Hello?
Can I help you?
Yes, I think you can. My name is Yago, Mike Yago. I live with my sister and brother on the outskirts of the city, and usually with my parents. But they're not here. That's right. They've gone missing. Disappeared. And we're by ourselves. Anyway, I found your number in my dad's trouser pocket, and it said emergency only. And as this is an emergency for us, I wonder if... Hello? Hello? He's cut me off.
Press the weird dial button.
Nothing.
Try dialing by hand again.
Crazy! Who can get a line disconnected instantly? And why?
Good questions. Pity I haven't got any good answers. My turn. Time to find out who Vakul is. Don't think it's the greatest idea in the world to say we're by ourselves, by the way.
I did the best I could, right? It's not easy finding the words.
Okay, okay. Just as somebody arrives and kidnaps us all, don't blame me.
At least we'd probably get fed then. I'm starving.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Listen. If you can hear me, say something. That's weird. There's somebody there, all right. I can hear them breathing. But they're not saying anything. Fancy ringing up an unknown number and getting a heavy breather. It's supposed to be the other way around.
Shall I try?
Why not? You can't do any worse than I'm doing. It's getting me shake all over.
I sort of hoped what I thought was happening wasn't. But as I heard Mike dialing in the bedroom, what I'd already seen happened for the second time. The man in the car, who was watching the house and us, leaned forward and took the call on the car's telephone and held it to his ear without speaking. I decided it was time to break the news to Jenny and Mike.
What? This man outside in the car. He's been watching the house since last night. Says he's getting the telephone call you're making.
And you didn't tell us the house was being watched.
You don't even worry.
Of course we'd have worried. That's what elder brothers and sisters are supposed to do, worry. Don't forget, we're responsible for your safety till Mum and Dad get back. Right?
Okay, sorry. This time I'll tell you so you can worry as well.
Thank you very much.
Go and watch the car, Mike. I'm going to phone the number again.
You don't believe me, do you?
I do believe you. Now keep quiet while Mike and I sort this out. You're too young to be involved.
Great, it was me.
Quiet! Mike, onto the landing.
Okay.
Where is he? Good man, I'll tell you.
Where?
Over there, part by the lamppost.
Okay. Got him in sight, Janie!
Your name is Vacco. My name is Janie Yeago. You are watching our house and we don't like it. I've got to warn you, mister. If you don't go this instant, I'm going to call the police and have you arrested.
Pete was right. He took the call, slammed the phone back on the hook this instant. Duck down, Pete. He's looking up here.
What's he doing now?
Hang on. I'll peep over the ledge.
Me too.
He switched on the engine.
He's driving away.
Hooray!
We didn't want to do it. But finally, we had to. There was no money to be found anywhere in Dad and Mum's pockets and bags and things. So, as a last resort, we decided we'd have to break into Dad's bureau in the little room he keeps as his office.
It's a really beautiful thing, the bureau. When we moved, which was every few months or so, it was the first thing to be taken inside. Beautifully polished always, and it's got a roll-top front that goes up when it's opened. Had a roll-top front that went up when it opened. We found an excuse to get rid of Pete, as we knew he'd freak if he saw us messing about with Dad's desk. Sent him off to the garden. Told him to make sure there were no more tracks of helicopters as there were the previous night.
When he'd gone, Mike got the screwdriver and hammer and did it. Didn't Dad come back and catch us without Dad?
Any better ideas?
No, can't say that I have.
Okay. You take the risk of being slaughtered, then.
Oh, so careful.
I'm going as careful as I can. Oh, I think it's coming. Yes, I think it's going to open this time.
Oh. The whole front bugged off.
Oh, we are in deep trouble.
You are in deep trouble.
Thanks, Janie. I knew I could depend on you.
Look. Been carefully cut out of a newspaper and then locked away in here. Must be important. Something about hostages.
No. The other side. Turn it over.
What?
Look at the story on the other side, Janie. I caught sight of the headline.
No.
Yes. Police seek couple from multi-million pound city swindle.
Mike. No more signs of any helicopter marks.
Oh no, Dad Biora. What did you do that for, you vandals?
We had to get in to see if there's any money in here. There isn't.
Well, why did you ask me? I know where Dad keeps the spare key.
What?
That's right. He hides the spare in this little pot on top here. There you go. If it still had the top left, you could open it now, Mike.
Oh, very funny.
Hey, can't see Dad laughing a lot.
There's no money in there in any case.
Have you tried the secret drawer?
What secret drawer?
You don't know anything, do you? Oh, back there. Hang on, I'll find it.
How come you know so much?
Before I started school, I often used to sit with Dad while he worked, only as a toddler. Parents think toddlers see nothing. Don't bother hiding things from them. I saw Dad opening it once. Tried it myself when he left the front open a couple of times. Hang on. Piece of paper hanging out.
Let's have a look. Three words cut out of newspapers and stuck on a piece of card. Beware the hyena. What's that supposed to mean?
No idea. I'll get the drawer open.
Let's have a look, Mike. Weird.
Always been empty before.
It was a fat roll of money. 150, maybe 200 notes. They were all of the same denomination. £50. I'd thought if Mum and Dad were swindlers, there'd be a lot of money around. And as soon as we found the money, I wished I hadn't thought that. Normal people don't keep £5,000 or £10,000 lying around in secret drawers. So Mum and Dad would have a lot of explaining to do when and if they got back. Anyway, the good thing was we now had funds. We wouldn't be starving to death. So we just took one £50 note each and went shopping. As it turned out, a bit of a mistake taking that much.
Dairy farmings are in frozen produce. Peas, beans and sweet corn are all excellent value. And don't forget your...
Need any more plain biscuits?
No, I think that's enough. Just one last packet of chocolate fingers to do it.
Okay.
Now where?
Aisle with sweets and crisps. And then on to soft drinks.
Oh, put it back. It's food we're after, not electrical junk.
The scissor will clean overflow holes and sinks and baths.
What do we want to clean overflow holes for?
Hygiene. Mum and Dad wouldn't be very happy if they come back and find we've let the overflow holes get dirty.
Put it back. Small fork. I must clean that down.
Absolutely new to the market, ladies
and gentlemen. What's that man selling? Let's go
see. Here's the market this very day. It will peel, chop, trim, crush and liquidise food of all consistency. Let me demonstrate.
Hey, we could buy one of those for Mum. Welcome home presents.
I don't know whether she'd be pleased spending their money on grown-up toys.
Oh, I don't know. Could buy Dad a new electric drill to balance it up.
They are going to come back finally, aren't they, Mike?
Yes. Of course they are. Come on, let's go catch up with Master. See what he's getting up to. Stop it, Jimmy!
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, do go careful. You could have knocked me over.
Sorry,
he's only just learning how to push the trolley. His mum...
This is no place for learning. Anyway, more likely he's simply running wild. There's the grown-up in charge of you all. I want to give them a piece of my mind.
Well, as the eldest, I imagine I'm the nearest thing to a grown-up in charge, really.
But that's ridiculous. You're hardly more than a girl yourself. You mean you're all out shopping unsupervised?
That's right.
And when Dad's gone missing, they're probably cross.
Pete. I'm quite...
Well, it shouldn't be allowed. Children running loose and being impertinent.
Well, we'd better be getting on. Sorry about the crash. Fine.
I shall certainly be having
more talk next time.
Okay. And don't walk away while I'm talking to you.
Can't be temptation to walk on with Mike.
I am. We'd got quite a lot of shopping done before I noticed we were being watched again. It was another dodgy character. Older than the one in the car who'd been watching the house. But at a guess, probably from the same part of the world. I'd seen this man react when he first caught sight of us. After that, he'd managed always to be in the same aisle as we were, and seemed to be getting a bit closer every time. As if he wanted to get a better look at us, without us being aware of him. Now he was just a handful of paces behind us. When Janie stopped at the frozen foods to dive into the deep freeze to pick up hamburgers and crinkle chips and stuff, I saw the man bring out a photograph. And I had a terrible feeling that the photograph was probably something to do with us.
Yeah?
See that man about halfway along behind us?
The shifty-looking one?
Yes. I want you to run down the next aisle and back up this one to try and get behind him and see what he's got in his hand.
Why?
I don't know why. It's just a feeling I have. Will you do it?
running?
I think you're going to have any chance of seeing it before he puts it away.
Okay, but don't forget you told me to. What happens if he sees me?
Don't worry. When you get there, I'll cause a diversion.
Righto, I'm off.
Where's he running to?
Well, I may be going a bit potty, but don't look now. He's looking in this direction. Man up the aisle. I think he's watching us.
So?
I've sent Pete to see who's in the photograph he's holding.
Well, no harm done, I suppose. As long as he manages to make it safely without...
You little vandal! I'll have the manager on to you for this now! You're doing it on purpose!
Sorry! I'm from London!
Come back here! Come back here! Get me the manager! Somebody call the manager!
Oh, dear. Sounds like she means it this time. Might have been the best idea in the world, Mike, to send him off running.
You're right. But hang on. Pete in the aisle and heading for the man. I promised to cause a diversion.
No, man, don't pull the bottom tin out of that. It's been little... That's them! Down that aisle! There! Probably knocked all those tins over as well.
You there! Don't move!
Hey, up. Looks as though the manager wants serious words.
Blame him. Pete on the way as well.
Well, distraction worked. He didn't see me. He'll never guess what.
Don't make me guess. Tell me.
What's going on here? I received a complaint from a lady about your disgraceful behaviour.
Not our fault. Every time I go near her, she throws herself in front of me, screaming her head off.
Shut it up. I'm sorry. We did apologise to the lady, and it won't happen again.
That's right.
What about the leaf tins everywhere?
It wasn't our fault. I saw them starting to fall and tried to save them.
Your parents are here somewhere, are they? I want to have words.
No, we're doing the weekly shop by ourselves. Sort of initiative test.
And I suppose you are able to pay for this massive amount of goods you've gathered together?
But of course.
I see. A £50 note each. Fine. Do carry on.
He gave in too easy. Something going on. He's got other plans in his mind for us.
Never mind him. Pete, what was in the photograph?
We were... It was the three of us. Holidays last year.
But how could he have got that?
Only one way to find out. I'm going to go and ask him.
I think you're too late.
Must have pushed off while the manager was talking to us. Now I think we ought to be pushing off as well.
Okay, I'll drive the trolley.
No, you won't. You've caused enough damage.
It wasn't my fault. Mike told me to run, didn't you, Mike?
Didn't mention anything about knocking old ladies over, now did I?
Oh, come on. I was only doing what I was told. You said you'd cover if there was any trouble.
Quiet, the pair of you.
What is it?
Just outside the store.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
What is it?
Look. Manager outside talking to a woman police officer.
Hey, that's the same one as last night.
What?
When I looked from the window, I saw that cop at the front door. That was her.
Manager's turned, looking through the window. Yes, seen us. Pointing us out to the WPC. The booth heading for the door.
Come on, then. Let's leave this lot here and run for it.
But it's our food. I am starving.
Run for it. Through the back. There's bound to be a way out.
But why? We've not done anything.
Maybe our parents have. To be honest, it was a bit of an adventure running through the back of the store like that. I've never been behind there before. Nearly as much room out back as in the front, in fact. Goods piled everywhere. Everybody dressed in white overalls or white coats, and sometimes white hats. Except the three of us, of course, so we stuck out like a sore thumb. We ran past people cutting up joints of meat, and people unloading freshly baked bread, and loading trolleys with tins all ready to restack shelves and stuff. And it seemed we'd just run round in circles, trying to find a way out of the place without success. In the distance, we heard the manager calling, "Stop them, stop them!" And suddenly, all these people, who had just been looking at us a bit surprised, started to look as though it might be fun to join in the chase and try to catch us as well.
Stop it! Come back here!
He finally got ahead of us and pushed through a door marked Staff Exit. We followed and found a security guard and grabbed Pete and lifted him up in the air.
Let's go!
Hey, little monster! Stop struggling, will you?
Of him.
Stop struggling!
Let's go!
Pete was lashing out, trying to get free. James was pummeling the guard on the chest without any great effect. And we could hear the manager and the WPC getting ever nearer.
Hold on,
so,
guard.
In the end,
coming.
There was only one thing for it, of course. I had to kick him very hard. No. In the shins, actually.
starving.
Yes, I know you're starving. I'm starving. Mike's starving. We're all starving. And if you just give Mike and me a second to think, we'll have a solution.
I'll be dead of hunger by then.
You'll be dead of a punching if you don't give my ears a rest.
Don't fight between us. We're all we've got.
Well, so what's the answer?
It's because we've got our scruffy Saturday clothes on. And because we're showing off by flashing £50 notes about. That's what's causing the problem.
That's not our fault. That's all it was, £50 notes.
I know that. We've gone about it the wrong way so far.
So what should we do?
Go back home. Get our best clothes on. I'll get made up to make me look a bit older.
You could slap it on like that night when Mum got angry with you about it.
That's right. I looked about 18 or 19 then.
More like 45.
Shut up, you, or you won't be eating at all today.
I still don't see how getting all poshed up and making yourself look 18 is going to help us get any food.
Easy. When we've done that, we'll go off to that really flash restaurant around the corner and have a really expensive slap-up meal.
Brilliant!
So if you both think it's so brilliant, what are you waiting for? Let's go get changed and get some grub.
Yay!
Oh, yeah. You going to take the key out?
No, it's okay. We shan't be more than a couple of minutes.
Cupboard?
We shan't be more than a couple of minutes.
I thought Mum said we should always...
2 minutes, right? Okay, let's have a race to see who can get ready first.
But I'm going to beat you, Mike.
I bet you can't.
All meet back here in the fewest minutes possible and then offer food.
Yeah! Yeah!
Outside.
Hey, up. What is it?
Key's gone out of the lock.
Bolt's been done as well.
Didn't Janie...
Yes, she did.
Janie!
Don't panic, I'm here. Now we can get underway.
Did you decide to take the key out of the lock after all?
You know I didn't.
I've had the bolt. Do you decide to put it on after all?
Now look, the pair of you. If this is a wind-up, it's not funny. You were both here. You know I didn't take the key out, and I didn't do the bolt.
So who did?
In Wally K. Daly's Orphans in Waiting, Judy Bennett was Mike, Abigail Doherty Janie, and Simon Radford Peter. Danny Schiller was the store manager, and Oriel Smith, the woman in the store. The producer was Dan Garrett.